What's up, Double J?
What's going on, boys?
There he is, I-95, Jared Johnson from the Jared Johnson Show, joining us each Monday, talking about everything that happened around the NFL. The Ravens this past Thursday, 5-4 against the Browns, who at this point are just expecting, the fan base is expecting them to go 0-16. You hear about this? They're trying to arrange a possible parade to celebrate an 0-16 season.
Hilarious.
Oh, so sad.
Yeah, one of the fans put in an application for a parade for when they go 0-16 to have a parade. 3,000 people have already said they're going to attend, with another 6,000 people very interested.
Now, do you think they're doing this because they've had so much success in, you know, with the Indians and the Cavaliers, that now the Browns have kind of become a joke and they're kind of through, you know, pulling for them?
That's a good point, because it's not like that's a city without any franchises. Hell, you even got the UFC heavyweight champion is from Cleveland right now. So they got some stuff to lean on.
Really? Who's that?
A guy named Stipe Miocic. Really? He's just a big, nasty Croatian dude by way of Cleveland, and if whatever he hits, he destroys. And so they got a bunch of franchises there. That's a great point. I guess it's easier to laugh.
You just got to embrace the suck at this point. You almost make like a mockery of
it.
Embrace the suck.
Embrace the suck. Yes. embrace the suck.
So, yay!
What? Jared, let me ask you about something like this. So,
just making noise.
When a fan base like that turns, and I hate to say turns on the team, because they're not, at this point, they're almost laughing along with the team. You know, you're not going to listen when you were playing to the Monday morning quarterbacks, the fat guys slurping back the Hormel chili-covered hot dog, telling you how to play the football game. But did it affect you and the team ever when collectively the fan base was just like, oh, screw this. This sucks.
Yeah, absolutely. And as much as you try to block out the outside world, and as much as time you spend in the facility – and you're not out, you're trying to ignore the media, you're just trying to just get a win. It infiltrates, man. It ekes its way into the building and affects the mood. And the coaches are the worst about reading the newspaper, you know, reading the press clippings, what people are saying. Players don't really do it that much. But it's so funny. The coaches will come in and they'll be like, don't read what they're saying, men. Don't read what they're saying. They're saying you suck. You can't stop the run.
Yeah, they
can't
throw the ball. Quotes.
Don't look at it.
They have exact quotes.
Coach,
they're telling you not to read.
right.
Yeah. But then they're quoting everything and how awful it is.
Yeah. That question, Jared, have you ever like been in the stadium and just like walking into the locker room or something and a fan yelled at something at you that stuck with you? I mean, I'm sure a lot bounces off your back, but I mean, has there any been – anyone ever gotten to you?
Yeah, not too bad. Opposing stadiums, they're just constantly screaming at you. Just kind of ignore them. I broke my thumb in Miami.
Ow.
I was going in to get it x-rayed, and some fan yelled at me just like, hey, how's your hand feel? And I absolutely lost my crap. I was trying to get up the wall. I was crazy stuff. I probably videotaped it, but. I had an incident with a fan at the last Ravens game I was at. I was going around to get my passes. There were the players go in. You know, there's always fans out there getting autographs.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was going in, and somebody, Jared, come over here. And I'm like, hold on, I have to meet this lady, because she was standing right there. I was going to run over and grab my tickets and then come back out and sign. And so I'm going in. He's like, whatever, dude, you're a traitor anyways, you punk. You're not even a Raven and all this stuff.
Balls,
and so
boy.
I literally, it takes me 10 seconds to grab my tickets and come back out, and I walk right to the guy. I was like, what did you just say? And he's like, that was him. No,
just a stuttering, lumpy nothing. Yeah, dude, we occasionally, on a much lesser level, we'll get that here, someone that will say just something that's horribly atrocious to us, and then we'll actually get a chance to talk to them or see them, and like, oh, man, I was trying to get a rage at you, buddy. You know, hey,
Yeah, we're talking to number 95, Jared Johnson, and, you know, the Browns, we're past that. That was like Thursday night, but did you watch Cowboys-Steelers yesterday, which might be a nice little lead into this week with the Cowboys?
Yeah, I did. Man, they are that offensive line, that running game, they are legit.
Yeah. They drive a truck through them holes.
Oh, my gosh. And the kid, the run, Ezekiel Elliott, man, he is really good. So definitely going to have a work cut out for us going down to the circus in Jerry's World.
Yep.
You know, so you got to weather that. you know, get caught looking at all the dancers and the lights, and you're walking through a
tunnel that's a bar. Yeah, that's so
weird,
it's so badass, but it's so strange.
It is. It's more of a circus sideshow than it is like a football gridiron stadium. He did turn that thing into an amusement park.
Oh, absolutely. And I always said that he'd never win a Super Bowl based off that fact. You know, I played with a couple guys that played at Dallas, and they would say, like, on their Saturday morning walkthroughs, which are normally only the player, super quiet, super focused, you know, getting ready for the game. But at Dallas, they would have, like, 10,000 fans there.
Right.
And you're getting autographs or taking pictures, and it's just like, you know, just a straight circus. So,
and, like, the owner, I mean, basically runs the team.
He's on the field.
That's another problem.
The fact that he doesn't have pads on.
Could you imagine having to play for a team like that?
Yeah, like Steve, you know, Steve, he speaks when he needs to speak.
Right.
But he stays in the background, you know.
You hire the right people and let them do their job.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. This guy, I mean, he's got a press conference after every game, you know. I don't know. He bought the team. This is America. He bought the team. He runs it how he wants.
Yeah.
And so.
But then you look to other teams like that. I mean, God, directly to our south with Snyder. I mean, that's a guy that for years couldn't get out of his own way. It feels like he's actually pulling back finally. After just a decade plus of just being terrible because he was too involved with stuff. But Jerry Jones, man, he's got to be happy right now with that squad. You know, they're 8-1. What did you see from the game yesterday that the Ravens should focus on, try and capitalize on, and possibly make a real statement win this Sunday and possibly go to 6-4?
Well, you know, it's interesting because it's going to be strength on strength. You know, our front seven versus their O-line, their running game. You know, Dak Prescott brings a different attack. You know, with his ability to run, his ability to move around, but he threw some really bad balls yesterday. Everybody wants him to stay, and he's earned the right. He's 8-1, but he threw some passes that Tony Romo would, I think, be a lot better. We'll see. We'll see. It's going to be strength on strength. I think the key is going to be Joe continuing to play consistent the way he did in the second half against the Browns and get him on a roll.
Seems like he's getting some momentum behind him. I feel like he's getting a little more,
sure-footed.
Maybe he's not worrying about the knee as much. He's getting a little bit confidence back in
him. Well, he's got his O-line coming back from that thing just being nothing but backups and people you've never heard from. Marshall Yana should be back out there this Sunday. So I think he's going to feel a little more confident having a couple extra seconds in the pocket.
Yeah, no doubt. And Terrence West, man, he's done a good job this year. He has had a bunch of big numbers and huge games, but if you watch him, you know, he's a good young back, man. He runs the ball hard. He's always making people miss, you know, always falling for and gaining an extra couple yards. So, yeah, I'm excited about it. It's going to be a challenge. These next seven games are going to be a challenge.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they go on a pretty tough streak going coming up. So they need to get this win against the Cowboys.
Love having you break it down every Monday with us. Thursdays with Kirk, 6-7, I-95, Jared Johnson of the Jared Johnson Show. Sir, always appreciate your time.
All right, guys. Have a good one.